And just how do we go about breaking into this metaphysical present moment? The door to it is not outside of us. The door to the present moment awaits in the heart of ourself. It is a profoundly inner door. I have been through that door many times, throughout a mystically lived life, and can report that any effort made to achieve that door's opening within is to be encouraged, for we may learn thereby a great deal of a qualitatively different nature than can be learned through linear experience. All of the prices we have spoken of in this chapter help us to tune towards the state of mind that can open this inner door. Those of you who say, the present moment comes to you and stays with you. It is catching the magic, letting go of the past and of the future that is the trick. How? 380, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth to Catch the Self on the Hinge of the Present Moment. How to recapture the self from consensus reality? Question mark 72. That question catches the feeling of being taken into bondage by this consensus reality that has so much backing from our enculturated childhoods and the glamour of the social scene shown by the media. Those of you who pull back our point of view to see this consensus reality as no more than a visual aid, that which you see is as a visual aid explaining you to yourself. And as you enter this season of harvest, you know there is service to perform and you wish to be about it, and we say to you that the way to serve the Creator at this time is to open the heart to the present moment and price that precious oneness with the Creator. 73 Another wanderer, Gypsy, wholeheartedly agrees. Yes, the present moment, for me, is the only moment that counts, not yesterday's or tomorrow's, past or future, just the now. In understanding this and living this way, I find myself always happy and smiling, laughing and singing. I am glad I am alive, and I choose to live! 74 We can try to see into the gestalt of this price by focusing on the nature of the present moment. Those of you who say, for each moment is itself, whole and puff. When one is in the moment, one is not in time. When one becomes even a bit aware of the timeless asp of the moment, there is an almost automatic resonance and a feeling of coming home. And this is accomplished not by adding more focus or adding more attention or finding better ways to meditate, but, rather, it is allowed by the seeker who relaxes into the magic of the timeless present moment. If you are within that present moment, you are in meditation, aware of who you are, aware of why you are here. 75 Relaxing into the magic of the present moment is good advice. It may not be specific, but there is a distinctive feeling indicated, and I encourage us to follow that feeling of relaxing, harmonizing, sensing into the rhythms we share. We can also orient ourselves, starting with our own natures, as those of you who suggest. You are something that is whole and unifying and simple. You are infinite love, infinite light, infinite energy. Step down until you can exist within this particular illusion with this particular kind of physical vehicle, this particular energy shell that we. 381, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth have called the personality. It is as though out of an infinite universe you came through density after density and experience after experience, looking and laughing and gazing and enjoying, and came to this particular planet and said, here, I shall plant myself. Here I shall learn to blossom. Here I shall enjoy the sun and feel the rain. Here I shall be born and die. And you descend through the inner planes, through each level at which you make choices, until you have chosen this body, and this time, and this set of circumstances, and suddenly you are born. And this is the present moment of all times, and this is the place out of all places, and this is the density, and this is the experience. And somehow it seems a miracle that is out of time that has burst upon the earth like a sun. This is you. This is here. And this is now. 76 Somehow, reading this, we can be struck anew by the miracle of our reality being here, together, right now, puzzling all this out and enjoying the party. We have come a long way to be here and experience just exactly this. Which brings us right back to be here now. Fiona Forsyth says, the miracle is not to walk on water. The miracle is to walk on the green earth in the present moment, to appreciate it fully, and give thanks. The peace and beauty are available now. It is not a matter of faith, It is a matter of lifelong price. 77 If we do not yet have long price, those of getting started, you give some advice about, each of you is aware that it is well to keep the mind's eye upon the moment which is now. And many are those who feel guilty that they do not spend more of your time in the meditation, contemplation, prayer and simple reading of inspirational material that has been valued by you. The world, you say, is so much with me I cannot do these things which take too much time. We ask each to release the self from this judgmental frame of mind and to realize, firstly, that there is no physical time to seeking but only the energy of intention and desire. Secondly, that this can be called upon at any moment during which you are aware enough of how to judge and discriminate to choose what to look at. This meditation of the moment is not a will-o'-the-wisp. It is the dipping into the deep pool of peace in a moment, so that you may turn again and face the illusion without being drowned and overwhelmed by the information pouring in from your senses. Your body's mind would, if it could, speak only of the illusion. Thusly, it is only by conscious choice of the point of view that you may have the option of looking at what forces shaped the situation at the present moment. 78, 382, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth. This recalls again that concept of the present moment as having an infinite depth and space and complexity and energy, the moment opening to us like the ocean displaying its depths, its caverns and deeps, for just a second. This is the well nature of the now, it quests to infinity, and we can swim its waters, even within our human skins. Synchronicity. Naturally, when we are swimming in the abundant ocean of spiritual awareness, we are able to make koans that those working within linear mind cannot make and would not trust if they were to apprehend. The more we tweak our consciousness using these tools of the mystic mind and of faith, the more moments we will have swimming, happily or astonished, in that cornucopia sea of energy and awareness. What happens when we begin to do this on any sort of habitual basis is a response, a continuing and building response from our environment, from the people around us and from everything we approach. Sometimes, synchronicity works to confirm something we feel we have just learned, or that we feel will be important to us. A good example of this comes from 264. One night about 7 years ago, I was listening to a Ra tape on the tape player in the car. We were going to a metaphysical workshop nearby. Suddenly a car came up fast alongside of us, pulled in front of us, and then pulled out and sped away. The license plate on the car had two letters and three numbers on it. The letters were R. The numbers were the same numbers as those on the childhood home of my friend. It was this friend who introduced me to the Ra material and he was in the car with me. We both knew this was a confirmation. 79 Sometimes an oddity occurs out of nowhere, and we are left to ponder some survive meaning. As in this example, I had an odd experience when I filled out the form to order book 5. When I filled out the address line it changed to cleanse my soul. I read it and this time it said, I drink to with the word to ending with the last part of my address. Is this programmed in somehow? Katie, I had to tell her that we had in no way rigged the software to do anything but gather the usual order information. The inadvertently received message was hers alone, as was the strange sentence that we found inserted into the Law of One material when we received it back from the publisher for its final read-through. A whole sentence had been added in the midst of their 383, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth text. It read, for although originally part of Jesus' teachings, they were censored from all subsequent editions by the Empress. 81 We are still looking at that one. We do not doubt that there is a message there, we just haven't gotten it yet. But we keep it in mind as we go, along with many, many other inexplicable events, coincidences and synchronicities that seem to pop up around us like the fireflies of a summer evening, too thick to count. Like the fireflies, they are brief lights, and we notice them in the moment or not at all, at least not until they come around again. I am convinced, after many years of listening to spiritual coincidence, that the Creator believes in repetition. If we do not hear the message the first or second time, we will on the third, the fifth or the 17th. The hints keep coming, and the more we believe that and value that, the more we will see of that. Those of you who say, you will, within your incarnation, discover certain synchronicities, coincidences, the bringing together of information, of entities, of experiences, of shared thoughts and dreams. These will serve as those kinds of diariums that will lead, that will nurture, that will inspire and support when the way seems difficult and dark. Look then, especially in your prayerful times, in meditation and those times when you seek from within those answers that are of importance to you. 82 Certainly, look for synchronicity in quiet times, but do not be surprised to find them jumping out of the everyday moment in the rush of work as well. Bill Klug says, look for names that recur, or are mentioned over and over by different sources. If this happens, seek the person out. You might be surprised what information they hold for you. Once I became aware that it was happening, it became obvious, and easy to follow. 83 This is so of people, and even more so of sources of information, books, websites, magazine articles and other information media. In the consideration of ethical questions and any other quest for a more harmonious arrangement for some situation, synchronicity will chime in for the ear who can hear, in the sense of accelerating the process of learning. It is well to work within the self to realize that there is a drift or tendency that can loosely be called destiny, and it is safe, we feel, to say that this destiny is a benign and helpful one, worthy of faith and trust and, to some extent, able to be made visible by the seeker who is willing to listen and feel and intuit and, truly, in each way that you can simply pay attention. 384, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth. For as the way with the Creator is overwhelming, there are signs on every side, synchronicities and coincidences that mount up rapidly when one is paying attention. 84 If we do a lot of reading in spiritually oriented books, we will see the call to prayer, to meditation, to various kinds of spiritual work, over and over again, and sometimes we can get strangled by the overwhelming feeling of great desire we have to focus in on the spiritual. When we begin to feel jammed and stuck, try letting go of it all. This is a balancing gambit, this surrender of the striving. Firstly, let ourselves come back to our own natural centers and get our metaphysical feet again. Then, simply keep paying attention. We cannot always wring truth out of the cosmos, although we can certainly try. What we can do is a little of this, a little of that, applying the various resources that we have learned through the years, being sure that we are on good ground metaphysically and remaining game and alert. Many days, my spiritual time is spent moving again and again back to center, reaffirming who I am, remembering the deity, and reinvesting my attitude with the basic cheerfulness and joy associated with being at such a good party. All that work may bring me nothing in terms of spiritual fruit, except the good exercise of using discipline with my personality. But I will have spent a lot more of that day in a configuration of mind and heart able to listen to and profit from any coincidences or synchronicities that might turn up. Those of you who caution along the same lines, in any human terms these attempts to be as the deity are useless. In the metaphysical world, where intention and desire are as real as a chair or a person, such seeking is if five, and as the seeker persists in seeking this vibration, the seeker begins to experience more and more spiritual eye-based coincidence or synchronicity, which us as a kind of feedback, letting the seeker know that it is cooperating with its destiny and has begun to accelerate the rate of its spiritual evolution. 85 Look at synchronicities as hints and murmurs from spirit, and sense into them. We will find that as we pay more attention, our attention shall increasingly be rewarded with information intuitive in nature and coherence, and rich in implications. Spirit also seems to have a wonderful sense of humor, although at times it does seem wry and dry. One last thing to say about synchronicity: when we gather in groups for any length of time, and when the members of the group are all spiritually seeking, the synchronicities mount in exponential fashion. The reason that synchronicity seems to occur more in groups is simply that as more and more entities who are spiritually awake come together, 385, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth. Each individual's path being synchronous with its own destiny, when the group joins and shares its thoughts and experiences, the commonality of synchronicities becomes remarkable. 131, letter dated January 17, 1998, Applied Spiritual Sciences, Faith. Faith, the topulent syllable, has come to be a buzzword, a gnat, a destroyer, an irritant to many. The challenge is to retrieve this word and this cluster of concept from the nearly graveyard conditions of sentiment and cliché into which it has fallen through its overuse. For in several ways, faith is absolutely central to the lessons of this school of earthly life. In this chapter, I would like to speak of faith as an acquired attitude and habit. Not all of us are born with the gift of faith. Not all of us are rosy optimists. Even with my innate gifts of help and faith, I still have a marked, incarnation-long tendency to speculate on worst-case scenarios rather than instinctively abiding in faith that all is well, and all will be well. Every day, and sometimes every hour, I find myself trying to replace fear with faith in my price. It is a very simple concept. As those of you who say, entities may come together in the midair of absolute faith, not the faith that says, I believe this and this and this, but the faith that trusts and believes that all is as it should be, all is truly well. This quality of faith survives war, disease, loss, limitation, death and the myriad other ills facing one in physical body form. 1. The worse things look in terms of the outer situation, the more important it is for us to invoke faith, for faith, that sense that all truly is well, that this all makes a kind of sense that will come clear to us, clarifies our mental processes and helps us to attend to the nuances of what is occurring. Each faith-filled price discussed in this chapter offers a way in which we can use our waking and ordinary consciousnesses to transcend itself by enlarging our attitude to one which sees the larger spiritual perspective in which the whole universe is speaking to us as a living and communicative being working to harmonize its body, of which we are a part. Faith is the basis for doing this kind of conscious work, such as visualization or reading the newspaper as a spiritual price. Knowing by faith that this is all going to make sense and mean something at a later time helps that process to accelerate, indeed, helps create that occurring. People in love with the idea of faith, myself included, tend to feel that this doing as if faith is real, as a way of having faith become real, might well be less than what faith. 389, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences should be. However, I feel that it is by assuming a faithful attitude that we gradually learn the art and science of living a faithful life. Allow little seeds of faith to grow in your garden of thought. Invoke faith without knowing that it is reasonable to do so. Live as though you had faith, that your destiny will come to you and all that is for you will simply be a true ed to you as it is time for it to appear. Live as though it were true and notice those subtly interesting hints and suspicions and suggestions and synchronicities that say to you, yes, you are on the right track. Each of you will have various experiences that, for you, grow to be the signal for, yes, you have got it right. Yes, this is what you should be doing. And you will find greater and greater satisfaction in these subtly interesting coincidences. To note that as we learn more about various spiritual prices and techniques, we see them intertwine, so that discussion of faith calls up prayer, meditation and synchronicity. Perhaps my favorite quote from our Confederation archives on faith is this from those of Hatton: one who lives in faith stands with a light that is bright that others may see. It is a kind of public undressing of the self, metaphysically speaking, to live a life in faith, for when one who is faithful perceives that, in the midst of the confusion of mundane living, there is a spiritual principle which must needs be upheld in order to be faithful, one must then abandon so-called human wisdom and express foolishly faith that appearances are deceiving, and that all is truly well. The essence of faith is the simple feeling that all will be well, and all is well. 3. I identify with that nakedness of the self. In 1988, I was asked to give a symposium on my book, A Channeling Handbook. Jim and I went to Chicago and gave it over a 2-day period. I am not a clever speaker. I simply went through what that book had to say and we worked on each concept cluster. The general opinion among the members was that it was a boring presentation with not enough interest holders, just one thought after another. One of those who had been bored frankly said so, and then totally disarmed me by saying that in our meditation she had a flash of me as a woman who had stood naked before them. She then realized that was my real gift for her. I think that is what I hope for in terms of my presence as a writer within this handbook, that I may stand naked and utterly imperf before the reader and be just who I am, and therefore transparent to the material offered and the concepts discussed.